Welcome to this Thursday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Chuck, during the last few weeks, your inbox has repeatedly filled up with questions and comments and concerns from our listeners. And every now and then, you get a listener that really challenges our perspective and whether or not we really have perspective of the entire situation. And in particular, just this last week, we had a listener that wrote and felt that we had really taken a very depressing and a very negative view and not balanced that with a positive or more encouraging perspective on the economy.
Yeah, well, read the comment, because I want our listeners to know that we actually hear them. Anybody can write us at chuckbentley@crown.org. And for the most part, I try to read every email and many times reply to them myself. So I wanted our listeners to hear this one.
Sure. It says, Chuck, I'm with you on the period of prayer and fasting, but I have a comment. Let's put things in perspective. It's depressing to listen to you. Can we get a break from you telling us how bad it is? How about some encouragement? It's bad for some people, absolutely, but there is a large segment of the population, 94%, that are still paying their mortgages and getting by. In comparison to what many Christians go through in this world, we have nothing to complain about. I'm not a big complainer, but it's been depressing to listen to you over the last couple of weeks.
That's an ouch, Dave, because I'm trying really hard to keep a balanced perspective. And as you know, we hear from a lot of people in that 6% that are hurting. They're looking for help. They're looking for hope. They're looking for insight. And we're trying to give it to them in a balanced perspective. But I want to respond to this particular challenge by going to the Word of God. Listen to these words from Ecclesiastes. Wisdom is a shelter as money is a shelter. But the advantage of knowledge is this, that wisdom preserves the life of its possessor. So what we're trying to do, the perspective we're trying to bring, is God's perspective, which is to bring wisdom and his thinking into this situation. And God's very realistic. He faces the challenge head on. That's the beautiful thing about the scripture, is God doesn't gloss anything over. And what the Bible says here is that our hope should never be in money. Although it is a form of shelter, it doesn't preserve the life of the possessor. So you may be one in that 94% category, but you still need God's wisdom and you still need to live by the truth from God's word. And that's what we're trying to accomplish every time we go on the air, Dave.
Well, Chuck, when we get back, let's talk about some of the issues that our listeners have brought to us. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Chuck, today let's just take time and answer some of the questions that our listeners have been asking. And this first one is one we get asked in different forms a lot. And a listener writes, is it wise to keep money in the bank or take my cash out and put it in a safe, and she puts that in quotes, put it in a safe place, or buy coins in this economic crisis?
Dave, I'm going to give a very direct and maybe even a blunt answer to this question because so many people are asking it. And I'm going to start with setting up my response from a guiding principle in Scripture. And this is again from Ecclesiastes 7. It says, when times are good, be happy. But when times are bad, consider this. God has made the one as well as the other. You know, isn't that fascinating, Dave? God made both the good times and the bad times. And so it's okay to acknowledge that sometimes are bad and God's still in it. And listen what he says. Therefore, a man cannot discover anything about his future. God's in control of the future. So many questions coming to us right now are people asking us, tell us the future. And I can't. Listen to this verse. The man who fears God will avoid all extremes. Since no man knows the future, who can tell him what is to come? And in times like this, the tendency is to go from one extreme to the other. And what we're trying to do in this program, and we're trying hard to do, and it is hard at times, is to avoid the extremes and to avoid setting ourselves up as if we know the future. All we know is that times are bad. As she said, as she's asking, what do I do in an economic crisis? So I'm going to give what I think is a balanced answer to that question. First of all, I'm not really sure, because here's the challenge. Dave, there's two schools of thought right now, and we're talking to people on both sides of these schools. One is a deflationary school of thought. The other is an inflationary school of thought.
Okay. So give us just a brief description. Define what is a deflationary school of thought.
Deflationary is everything's coming down. All prices are coming down. Wages are coming down. Everything's going to contract and shrink.
Now, if that happens, if everything shrinks, isn't that just kind of just leveling the playing field on a lower level?
Well, it sounds good. But when everything shrinks and people who are caught with a lot of debt, then it gets really, really painful because the debt doesn't shrink. In other words, you're stuck with the debt as wages come down. Even though prices are down, you can get stuck in a real bind if you have a lot of personal debt.
Okay, so describe the inflationary period.
Well, the inflationary period is the opposite. Everything starts to go up, meaning wages continue to go up, prices continue to go up, and you have a period of escalation of cost and growth, but a period of escalating prices. It's just the inverse of the deflationary period.
Now, again, tell us why that would be bad. I mean, again, if your income is rising along with the other, doesn't that just kind of keep everything at an equal level, just higher?
Well, what happens is when prices and things start to go up, but the economy is not really growing and we're stagnant. So you have stagnant wages, stagnant economic growth, but inflation on prices. Then you get stagflation, which is a very, very bad scenario. Or you get into a scenario where hyperinflation kicks in and the Fed keeps pumping money into the system and the value of the dollar collapses.
Yeah, and in the next few days, we're going to talk to people on both sides who've experienced hyperinflation and who have experienced deflation.
Right. And so what we're trying to do is to say, here are the scenarios, but we're not sure which one it's going to be. Neither are all the experts. They're not sure. I can tell you what I think, but that doesn't really matter right now. What I think is we need to be diversified and prepared for either scenario. And that's why when I answer the question, I'm going to give strategies for both scenarios.
Okay, well, let's go to that. What's the safe place to put your money and what's the safe move?
Okay, in a deflationary period, Dave, one of the best moves is to stock up on cash. So as she said, where's a safe place to put it? All right, and then she also asked, do I buy coins?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in an inflationary period, your cash is becoming worthless by the day. And when hyperinflation kicks in, you want to be in hard commodities or currencies that have value. So oftentimes, silver and gold coins are the very best hedge against an inflationary period. Not necessarily so in a deflationary period when the prices of those commodities are coming down.
Mm.
So there's the dilemma. Are we in a deflationary period where you stock up on cash, or are you in an inflationary period where you stock up on currencies and hard commodities? So let me give what I think is a balanced, direct answer to her question. I think you need to consider a little bit of both. In our own case, Anne and I are keeping money in the bank, in a bank that we believe has a good, strong rating right now. And you can check out your bank rating online at bankrate.com.
Mm-hmm.
Find out if they're safe. That's a good, prudent thing to do right now. But we're also keeping a month of cash on hand, not in the bank, but a month of cash in case the bank goes through a takeover or it's shut down for a season of time. I've got enough money to keep things functioning, and I can go through a little bit of lockup if that were to happen with the bank where we're now banking. Secondly is, Ann and I do have small amounts of gold and silver, and we have those in coins, actually in bullion, And we think that's wise to have it, and that's a counterbalance if we go into an inflationary period. We're also stocking up right now to have 1 month of food supply in our house. And the reason I'm doing that is we go into inflation, food prices are going to go very, very high, and it's a better return on my money to have food than it is to be sitting on cash in the bank where it's not earning a lot of money. So having a month of supply on hand. But the main protection is not what cash you have, but it's your ability to generate revenue. Debt wipes you out in either scenario, personally. So you've got to get out of debt, and I think there's a sense of urgency to do that. And the second best strategy in either scenario is to protect your ability to earn a living. As we know, even in the Great Depression, 70% of the population were still employed, and you want to find yourself in that 70%. You want to be skilled at something, you want to be good at doing it, and you want to be a great help to your employer or in the business that you run. So that's the best protection in either one of those scenarios.
Well, Chuck, that's good advice. And earlier in your comment, you made mention of a place that people can go to check out their bank. What is that again?
That's Bankrate.com. I would highly recommend that all of our listeners check to be sure that their bank is highly rated during this season of turbulence right now.
Yeah, Bankrate.com. Bankrate's all one word. And you can check out your bank in whatever state you happen to live in. You know, Chuck, we've begun our 40 days of fasting and prayer, and it's day two. And we're looking forward to seeing what God will do during these next 40 days.
And we encourage people to join us by going online to crown.org and let us know that you're out there and you're on the journey with us.
You're listening to Money Life. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Chuck, we're going to take some time in this section to answer a few more questions from our listeners who are looking for advice. And this one comes from a listener who says, I'm 30 years old. My wife is 29. We have a baby due in less than a week. We have a mortgage of $63,000 on a home that's worth approximately $200,000. I have $14,000 in student loan. I have no other debt. I have no savings. I have a $20,000 coin collection, including silver and gold. What do I do?
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate him on the birth of their new baby, and we'll pray that that all goes very well for you and your wife. And what a joyful time. You know, Dave, you and I have a bunch of kids, and we know how exciting that
is.
It's always a great day. But here's my concern about your question. You have really no financial margin. You have a lot of equity, presumably, and I don't know what state you're in and if the home values are falling rapidly in your state, but I would not borrow against the value of that equity at all, because I know that that's probably a temptation to borrow against that equity and to pay off these other notes. But I think it's a bad idea in this market. The first thing I would do is I would get the money map and I would follow it closely. You need short-term emergency savings. You need $1,000 in your emergency fund, and you need to start saving 3 to 6 months of your living expenses. That's your highest priority right now. Also, I would hang on to that gold and silver. I wouldn't sell it at all. It may become your greatest financial asset right now, and it's probably going to continue to go up in value. The more insecurity there is in the market, the greater value there is in things that are tangible, in bullion and hard commodities. But the main main thing is don't borrow any more money. Don't take the chance on leveraging your home equity right now. Just start saving money. Start paying off your debt as rapidly as possible. And don't forget, the best hedge is to protect your source of income and then to have alternative sources of income, secondary sources of income. It may be at some point your wife may have ability to work from home, do something small to help you pay down that debt. But whatever you do, be sure that you don't borrow any more money.
Chuck, our next question comes from a listener who writes, I'm a born-again Christian who takes care of an 89-year-old widow who has no one. Her husband just passed away in December. She has an eye disease, so now she cannot read or write. I help take care of her finances. She has $250,000 in a mutual fund, and we're wondering if we should take it out and put it in an FDIC-covered CD.
Well, yes, at her age, you're not trying to grow her assets. You're trying to provide her security and asset protection. So I think it's absolutely the wisest choice to take it out of the market right now, put it into an FDIC-protected bank, into a CD. Because of the latest legislation, you can put up to $250,000 in single account and be covered by the FDIC. But also, I wanted to thank you for what you're doing and for taking care of someone who is in need. You know, James 1:27 says, religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. And, you know, we're in a time, Dave, when I believe that God's going to call on all of us to take care of each other. The body of Christ is going to have to become more cohesive, more united, and more willing to do exactly what she's doing. She found someone who had nobody, and she said, I will take care of him. I'd be trustworthy with her finances. I will be trustworthy for this person who can't read her right now, and I will make decisions on her behalf to help bless her life. I love the picture that she's portrayed for us, and I would encourage all of our listeners to find somebody that you too can be a blessing to. That's the greatest joy. I mean, she's doing exactly what God wants us to do, is to help others.
Chuck, it's inspiring to hear that lady's story, and we certainly pray for her and for her work with the widow that she's serving right now. Our next question comes from a listener in the Bay Area, California, and they recently put 20% down on a mobile home. They're debt-free, they're a younger couple, and they're now second-guessing, was it a wise move in our current market to buy, number one, buy a home, number two, buy a mobile home, and should they try and get rid of it, or should they keep it? And they're really looking for advice about what next step they should make.
Well, I appreciate the question. They're having big-time buyer's remorse, and they're worried about the fall in values, and certainly anything to do with real estate right now is under downward pressure and pricing. But the good news is that they're paying a very small amount monthly. The mobile home only cost them $85,000.
Right.
And so they have to have a place to live. And you're probably going to pay that small monthly amount, even in rent, especially in California.
Sure.
So you're going to get something back for it, but I wouldn't treat it like an appreciable asset. You know, so often people were buying homes thinking that they were making investments, but we're in a time, Dave, where basically you have to look at your home as a place to live. And if you can minimize the cost of where you live and you have good cash flow margin, then it's a good decision. So I don't understand the market for a mobile home in California. I understand it's better there than practically anywhere else.
True.
So not a bad decision. I wouldn't panic. The main thing you need to be thinking about right now is to take care of your job and pay off this debt as quickly as possible. Because if you've got good cash flow margin, then you can pay off your mobile home quickly and have money to be setting aside and to increase your financial margin. But also, ask God to help you to get out of debt. Because you're a little bit panicked about the obligation that you have, ask Him to help you accelerate your payments towards the principal of that debt and to get it paid for as quickly as possible.
Chuck, at the beginning of the program, we touched just a bit on what is a deflationary period versus what's an inflationary period. And I think as we move into this last segment, let's talk a little bit more about what that means and what we need to do to protect ourselves as we move into one of those two scenarios.
Well, and I also said I would tell them what I think is going to happen, and I will do so, although I don't want anybody to try to take that to the bank, so to speak.
Well, you're listening to Money Life. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Chuck, let's take a couple minutes as we close out the program today and share with us your perspective of where you believe the economy may be heading in the future.
Well, Dave, I hope I've firmly established that I believe in the Bible, that God says no man knows the future.
Right.
We've established that. So we can talk about the future. We can look at warning signs. We can look at trends. We can look at data. But no man really knows. And that's where we're vulnerable right now, to be deceived by somebody who claims to know. So I don't ever want to claim to know, but I do think that we're going to go through one of the two scenarios. Okay? I'm not being pessimistic here, but I believe we're either going to go through a deflationary period, which I think is very painful, or a period of strong inflation and potentially hyperinflation, and it's very painful. And by the way, both of those can be devastating to our economy right now, mm-hmm. because we're a nation that is up to our eyeballs in debt. Our federal government is up to our eyeballs in debt, and most of our citizens are up to our eyeballs in debt. And yes, I know there's a lot of wealth in this country that counterbalances that perspective, but predominantly the middle class has been living beyond their means. And either one of those scenarios is going to cause pain. And so I believe, without trying to be overly pessimistic, or without trying to create fear and panic, because there's no need to panic. God is still in control. He knows good days or bad days, that we need to do the things that we've been talking about with a sense of urgency. Pay off your debt. Protect your income as best that you can, preserving your job and your work skills so that you are one of those that in either scenario, you have an ability to earn a living, to take care of your family, and then to, at our very core, look to the Lord for His guidance during this time. You know, there is so much humanism right now in our thought processes. One group says, well, the government's going to solve the problem. There's another group out there that are saying, no, you're going to solve the problem. You're in charge. You can make it through this. I don't believe either one of those camps are right. I believe that God says to cry out to Him, and the pain is going to get great enough until those who know the Lord truly cry out to Him. We turn to Him and say, Lord, we don't know how to solve this problem, but we know that You can. And we want to embrace Your values. We want to embrace what You say is best and watch what You can do. You know, Dave, if people will just go into God's Word, and they will quickly see that no matter what scenario unfolds, God is able to deliver people. And in that, we can have great hope and consolation and peace, no matter how bad it may get.
Well, thank you, Chuck. And if you just joined us, you can hear this program in its entirety by going to crown.org. That's crown.org. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for listening to this edition of Money Life.